This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yep, I am a little happy about the first day of the draft. Absolutely. Dallas Cowboys pick up Taco Charlton. Woohoo! I'm pretty excited about that from what I'm understanding. Again, I'm still not up on all my college football. I need to be so I understand what we're getting. But we're getting Taco Charlton from Michigan, I believe Michigan State. He's going to be a defensive end. And he's had 9 sacks, including a big game against Ohio State last season. So he looks good. And, you know, with Taco Charlton, I think we are going to really, 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 really be beefing up our Dallas Cowboy defense. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think the Browns did a bunch of different trades and got, like, 3 picks. I think the Seahawks are going to have, what, I think 6-7 picks today, day 2. So pretty exciting stuff. And, you know, for those of you guys that don't know, the draft is happening, I believe, in front of Philadelphia Museum of Art. The Rocky steps, those steps that they run up were the same ones that Rocky ran up in the movie. So very, very historical. I was really upset when there was all this, you know, construction going on and all this hustle bustle, because I was up on the Rocky Steps a couple weeks ago trying to look, you know, at the city like Rocky did. And there was all these, you know, planks and stages in my way. I'm like, what the hell is this? So we realized that's where the draft was going to be. So very, very cool. It's going to be an exciting next few days with the draft. But I'm pretty excited. Cannot wait to see what happens with Dallas. Again, we really need to beef up our defense, and, you know, we could have a good, good season. I am hoping, again, playoffs, I'm hoping, obviously, Super Bowl, but I think we're looking pretty good. All right, so what do we got to talk about today? Well, beer, I guess, can interfere with your heart's rhythm. I mean, you know, we don't talk a lot about beer. We talk about a lot about alcohol and drinking, but, you know, because of football and everything else going on. What's going on right now? Oktoberfest? Okay, well, whatever. With everything going on, all right, people say, well, you know, beer is like a meal. It's like a food group. No, it's not. And apparently beer can affect your heart rhythm. So we're going to talk about that. We got the world's heaviest woman, from what I understand, is going to be transferred to a hospital in the United Arab Emirates to continue her medical treatment because she weighed at one point 1,100 pounds. And now weighs in at a trim 389 pounds. So she dropped about, what, 700-something, right? 713 pounds? Okay. We'll talk about that and what happened there. There is a South Dakota man that is suing Coca-Cola because there was a dead mouse in a can of Coca-Cola. Okay, this isn't the first time we hear of dead mice showing up at people's foods. That's what's going on with Coca-Cola. And, you know, poor Coca-Cola. Okay, you know how I talked about they do so much for charity, and they, you know, I'm not that upset with the company like a lot of people are. You know, even though I do think Coca-Cola led to my gaining some weight, they do a lot, and, you know, they're a big industry. Well, from what we understand, they're going to be cutting 1,200 jobs in order to save money because soda sales have decreased. So it looks like we're going to be losing about 1,200 jobs. We got, apparently, this is a discussion that we've had before that we need to visit again. When we look at fatal car crashes, we used to think most of them were alcohol-induced, you know, drunk driving. Now we're finding the drugs that people are taking, even legalized drugs, are now causing more of the fatal car crashes than we're looking at with alcohol. So we have to talk about that. There may be a medication that you're taking that you have not, even realize that you're taking that could be affecting your driving and putting you at risk for a fatal car crash. Sparkling water is wrecking your teeth because of the acidity. I believe it's a carbonic acid. Need to talk about that. And we need to remember to slip, slap, and slop. Right? Why? Because we're coming into summer season, and slip, slap, slop means we gotta slip and slap and slop on sunscreen for our kids to avoid melanoma. Is slipping, slapping, and slopping the best thing for your child? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But before we get started on medical news, we need to talk about this. Some declassified documents have found that they were trying to turn a kitty cat, from what I'm reading here from Daily Mail, into a cyborg spy by implanting the kitty cat with a microphone and an antenna. Did you guys hear about this? Okay. Apparently, they say this was in, I guess, this was our CIA. They said, all right, the project was called Project Acoustic Kitty, cost $13 million, and the feline had a microphone, antenna, and battery pack surgically embedded into a skin, so the feline could act as covert recording device. Recently declassified documents show how the scientists responsible for this were praised as spy chiefs for their pioneering work. So the kitty cat would wear an antenna. Now, I mean, we put chips into cats now all the time to find them. Shaky Boo has a chip. So if Shaky Boo ever wanders and leaves us, you know, right, heaven willing, right, because he goes pee-pee house. If he wants to leave, leave. If I really, really got weak and I wanted to find him, there's a chip. So whoever gets him could then bring him to the vet. They scan him, etc. But this, for spy work, there would be this eavesdropping technique. Apparently, it never was used in the field. And apparently, WikiLeaks had tweeted a link to declassified CIA memos, and this was released in 2001. And the research was dubbed Project Acoustic Kitty. It ran from 1962 to 1967. The cat's tail was the antenna. The wire ran up its spine to a microphone in its ear. The device's battery pack was sewn into his chest. But a final 1967 report on the project concluded it was impractical. Well, duh. Does anybody know anything about cats? Okay, if you want them to go to a certain area, they won't. And when people are around, they're going to go and hide. So, you know, they're going to go into a corner. They're going to lick themselves. They're going to find a nice place to go pee-pee. They're not going to go and be around where, you know, big grown-ups are talking, you know, spy missions like they were in the 1960s. They're like Austin Powers type stuff. So, cats don't work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American incontinent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, really quickly here, from what we're finding out, Dr. David Dow and United have come up with a settlement for that day. I believe it was April 2nd when he was dragged off a United flight. That was, was a complete cluster on, I would say, everybody's part. That was, I see so many ways where that could have been prevented. But just to quickly recap, I believe it was April 9th. Dr. David Dow, his doctor, was being dragged off United Airlines jet. As he was, from what I understand, fighting security and fighting the police, he got bloodied up. I think it's because when he flailed and when he was trying to fight being pulled off, because it's very difficult to grab somebody That's all the way down to the window seat. I mean, you guys have seen airplanes. It's almost impossible to get in there. And, I mean, I can't even get up to go to the bathroom beat in a window seat. How do you expect 3-4 grown men to pull you off, right, based on where you are? But anyway, he fell against the rail or the armrest across the aisle, and I think that's where he broke his jaw. So he was going to sue. He was also, I believe, going to sue Chicago police. I don't know if that's still going to continue because he was considering suing the city of Chicago. From what we understand, he and United Airlines have come up with an amicable resolution. And I on one end, he had every right to say no. He had work to do. He wanted to get back into he needed to get back to patients. You know, why should he move? Because he paid for that ticket. There were, I guess they were trying to make room for other flight members. So it was just an absolute cluster. However, if he would have left quietly, he might not have gotten all, bloodied up, etc. And it might not have, gone to the degree that it did. However, they did receive an undisclosed settlement. We don't know how much. And that will possibly end that. However, now we're hearing that a woman is threatening to sue Delta Airlines. Why? And unfortunately, this is starting to happen all too often. She says a 41-year-old male passenger groped her and openly masturbated in his seat during a flight. This was a Delta flight from Myrtle Beach to Detroit. This happened last summer. And I guess we're being told that a Christopher Finkley, 41 years old, has been convicted of assault and indecent exposure. He was sentenced to a week in jail for 2 separate incidents on the flight, including exposing himself to flight attendants and then assaulting the female passenger and then pleasuring himself in his seat before switching seats. I'm not sure what was going on. And he was a first-class passenger. This was in first class. And I'll say, we got to stop flying, coach. And I got to tell my husband to buy us fancier tickets so we don't have to sit in coach. This guy was a first class passenger. He opted to use the bathroom at the back of the plane. And then he sat down next to this woman. The victim was a waitress and a mother of a 15-year-old girl. Said that he put his hands on her legs and then started massaging them. I looked down and then his hands were rubbing my leg. And then he continued to escalate and went inside her shorts. The victim said that she begged him to stop, and her daughter was sitting in the row behind her. Like, what the heck are you doing? Finkley eventually left the woman alone, went back to his own seat to pleasure himself, and then he later admitted that he liked to sit with his hands in his pants, and he called it his happy place. We need to talk about that, yes. But that's not too uncommon either. A lot of people like to have their hands in their pants. Remember Bundy on Married with Children? People are very comfortable having their hands in their pants. And it's not because they're touching themselves. It's because that's just a very comfortable place for them to put their hands. So, all right, the flight attendant called ahead to Detroit to make sure police were waiting to arrest Finkley. And the woman's attorney is currently negotiating with Delta. See, I'm a little confused here. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is horrible. And we have heard of people falling asleep on a flight and somebody next to them touching them and groping them. I mean, that's, assault is happening on planes, from what we understand, a lot more often than we think. And, it is a fear that you could wake up and somebody was sitting there touching your breast we think just because you're on an airplane, okay, well, everybody's a good guy. If you have predators, if you have, criminals and predators fly on airplanes too. We forget that. So that's obviously a concern. I'm just a little confused. She had a spare seat next to her, but her daughter was in the row behind her. That's a little confusing to me. Why was there a spare seat next to her? Unless she was traveling with somebody else and they were in the bathroom. And so then the seat was open. Because usually you don't sit in the middle seat if the aisle is there. You'll sit in the aisle. So how did he, just go and sit next to her? I'm a little kind of confused about how that played out. But he was convicted, so it sounds like this did happen. And how do you protect yourself? Now, me, I don't like to fall asleep on flights. I don't. And the reason why I don't like to take a pill or do anything to fall asleep on flights is because, I always remember Castaway. And, I always think that, same movie or same actor, Tom Hanks with, Scully. I not Sully. Sorry about that. I like to be, you know, cognizant and competent and oriented. Such that if, God forbid, there is anything that happens and we need to exit off the plane, I don't want to be, oh, no, my Ambien is because I'm on my Ambien. No, I need my butt up. And I usually travel with my kids, so there's no way I'm going to be asleep if my kids need me. Now that they're getting older, I think one of the kids, I think, could even carry me off the plane if we had to. But, you know, still, I still got two kids that I fly with who are under 18. I want to be, you know, lucid. So I don't like to take anything. I don't like to fall asleep on planes. I don't. And that's just me. And I really can't fall asleep on a plane. It's uncomfortable, etc. But, you know, if you are flying, be careful, because obviously there could be a predator next to you. Now, what about this hands in the pants? I feel bad for those people that are just innocently, they just like to sit there with their hand in their pants. Now, women don't really do that. Women, you don't really see that, but with men, you see it a lot. And it has nothing to do many times with, you know, anything sexual. It could be the waistband, okay? I guess, you know, it could be the idea of a, like if you guys notice, you know, like even, you know, Secret Service or security, they like holding on to their belt. It's that idea of having your arm down. Having your arm at your sides is not what's as anatomically easy to do as having your arms abducted a little bit in the front of your body. Like, look at, you know, you guys, how you sit. Your hands are resting comfortably in your lap. Your hands are not resting comfortably to the side of your chair. You don't stand there with your hands to the side. Usually your hand is in your lap. Your hand is resting on your thigh. So if you do see somebody on a plane and, you know, their hand is there and you're like, maybe there's a blanket covering, it doesn't necessarily mean there's something illicit going on. That's just a very anatomical, you know, a comfortable thing to do. Just like it's very comfortable and common for us to want to be hunched over. You know, we like to slouch. Okay, slouching is a more comfortable way to hold up your shoulders, to hold up your heavy head, to hold up your neck. Okay, you know, slouching, leaning forward, leaning back, but sitting completely erect. Right? You know, I'm not sure the degrees, just standing erect or sitting erect. No, not comfortable. So it's kind of very interesting when you see how people sit and how people, you know, what's ergonomically the most comfortable. It may not be ergonomically the most strategic. Okay, you know, when you're working on a computer, you don't want to sit there leaning to one side or the other. Okay, you want to sit erect. You want to have maybe a lumbar support that helps keeps you erect. You want to make sure you're keeping your core tight. You want to maybe suck in your stomach a little bit and work on that and you know, maybe Kegel and, you know, try to be doing some, you know, maybe resistance exercises while you're sitting there at a desk for multiple hours. But I would suggest, you know, try to practice sitting straight, you know, having your arms resting comfortably at your sides, right? Shoulders up, head forward. For me, I need the computer down at an angle just a little bit, but if my computer is at eye level, my neck starts to hurt. So I need to look down a little bit. You know, these are just little things that we do, and it's smart to look at. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What is causing many fatal crashes now, and what drugs could you be possibly taking that could be putting you at risk for a DUI, a driver under the intoxication, or what's a better word for intoxication? Influence. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You're going for it.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, I love my listeners. I love you guys. I think we're all kind of, you know, cut from the same cloth. And so if I know what many of you guys are thinking, you're probably sitting there going, wait a second. Okay, I don't really drink. I don't really do drugs. You know, but Lord have mercy. I could just see myself get pulled over for a DUI. And it be because, you know, I was taking my, I don't know, stool softener. Well, good. Exactly. Exactly. That's my biggest fear. It's my stool softener. It would be, I don't know, maybe some extra, you know, estrogen I'm taking for, I don't know, whatever. And so I would be so freaked out that I would be getting a DUI because of a actual prescription medication. And then it's going to be all over the news. You know, well, you know, Dahlia suffers from hemorrhoids. And so she was taking her irritable bowel medication. And her irritable bowel medication made her, sedated. And, you know, she has irritable bowel. And you know, that everybody knows about it. And, you know, I like to kind of keep things private. I'm a very, very private person, you know, and, you know, you and I, look, we're all family here, you know, whoever listens to my show, right, but, you know, this is a very, very small, closed group. How many people listen to my show? Right, three people? Right, the three of you? Right, oh, two. One just dropped out. Okay, good. So, you know, the two of us, we're close. We're tight. We're tight. So we could talk. But I don't want the world knowing what medications I take. Well, this is important, people, okay? Drugs are now involved in more fatal U.S. crashes than alcohol alone. And even though the majority of these are illicit drugs, we're going to talk about some basic over-the-counter, basic prescription medications that could put you at risk for a DUI, right? Or driving under the influence. So, first, let's talk about the big stuff, okay? So there's a trend coming as more states are legalizing marijuana, and we're finding a lot more opioid use, as well as drug overdose deaths. It just goes hand in hand, and we're going to see more and more fatal crashes. In 2015, they say drugs were detected in 43% of drivers who suffered fatal injuries, which is a higher percentage than the cases involving alcohol alone. Now, mind you, many people who are involved in a DUI may already have on board, in addition to alcohol, a prescription drug, maybe a narcotic or a benzodiazepine, etc. But they isolated out, just looking at alcohol alone, drugs still caused more of the DUI, fatal car crashes, than alcohol alone. This report was by the Governors Highway Safety Association and the Foundation for Advancing Alcohol Responsibility. According to Ralph Blackman, president of CEO of Responsibility.org, he said, as drug driving has declined, drugged driving has increased dramatically. Boy, that's a lot of D's in that sentence. Check this out. As drunk driving has declined, that's three, drugged driving has increased dramatically. That's like six D's in one sentence. See, and I'm Dr. Dahlia, so I think that's really, you know, double D. Okay. I like that. That's a good, as drunk driving has declined. Okay. And many of today's impaired drivers are combining two or more substances, which has a multiplicative, how many syllables is that? Multiplicative, five, effect on driver impairment. According to Jonathan Atkins, executive director of GHSSA, boy, I gotta tell you, this is hard. My stutter is gonna come back like really fast. As states across the country continue to struggle with drug-impaired driving, it's critical that we help them understand the current landscape and provide examples of best practices so they can craft the most effective countermeasures. Okay, now there's a lot of C's in that one. Hold on a second, guys. Okay, hold on. Say, okay, we got critical, current, craft, countermeasures. All right. They say this new report recommends more training to help police identify and arrest drugged drivers. Biggest states are Illinois, Montana, Washington, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. And Responsibility.org is going to be offering training in those states. The report also calls for states to create task forces to develop action plans. So in California, they say, for example, a committee is already at work on a blueprint to guide the state's efforts to fight drug-impaired driving. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm going to tell you what I think we need to do, but it's difficult. Okay, so before you guys go, all right, well, look, you know, I don't do drugs, I'm good, whatever. No. Let's take a look at some of the things, that you could be taking that could be also causing you to be tired. Okay, we know the biggies. Okay, so the biggies, one of the most common medications that you could get busted for driving under the influence is narcotics. Okay, if you are driving under the influence of an opioid, okay, opioids can decrease reaction time. They can make you loopy. They can sedate you. So opioids are a biggie. They may not have the sticker on the prescription container like they should, right? You know how these prescription containers will have a sticker saying, you know, don't drive with this medication. So many people go, look, I'm not going to drive on it. But you take the medication, and then a few hours later, you need to run to the store. And you forget that a few hours have passed. You know, or you take the medication before you go to bed, then the next day you drive. Well, it could still be in your system. What about the benzodiazepines? Those are biggie, like Xanax, Valium, Ativan, Klonopin. From what I understand, there was a case in Las Vegas where a woman had killed three kids at a bus stop, and she had taken Xanax the night before to help her sleep. That was in her system when she jumped the sidewalk. So did she take a Xanax that morning? We don't think so. We think that she only took it the night before. And again, I don't have all the details on the case. And from what we were told originally, that she had had the medication the night before. Well, how many of you guys take a sleeping pill the night before? But those are the obvious ones. What about the not so obvious ones? Okay, well, let's look at blood pressure medications. Blood pressure medications like an ACE inhibitor, Norvasc, hydrochlorothiazide, these loop diuretics, these thiazide diuretics, they can make you sleepy. They can make you tired. And blood pressure medications lower blood pressure. And so sometimes when we lower blood pressure, like a beta blocker, Atenolol, Tenormin, Lopressor, those can slow down the heart rate, also make you a little sleepy. Now, you shouldn't get a DUI because you were on a blood pressure medication, but what you know, we don't want you to kill yourself and we don't want you to kill anybody else. So what you might want to do is talk to your medical provider and, you know, ask them what's the best way to tell if this is making me sleepy or not, because, you know, I don't really have a lot of energy anyway. Or can you give me the less sedating of the blood pressure medications? But if you look at those classes, you got the calcium channel blocker, the ACE inhibitor, the diuretic, the beta blocker. There's not really, there's not really a lot of other classes left. And so that can make you sleepy. So lowering your blood pressure, cause you to deplete some of your electrolytes because if you're losing your salts could be an issue. Cardizem, they say, according to AARP, may not be as, fatiguing. Sometimes fish oil can help as well. What about your cholesterol medication? Can that make you tired? Yep, it can. Okay, cholesterol medication could cause some issues with your muscles. That could cause you to get a little tired as well. Some people could be having maybe some liver issues, maybe even some kidney issues. It's rare. I love statin medications, but there's a chance that your statin medication could be making you sleepy. I tell everybody to take their statin medication at night, not because it makes them sleepy, but because I think it works better at night, and we've talked about why. But what about your antacids? What about your proton pump inhibitors? According to the AARP, your Nexium, your Prevacid, your Prilosec could make you fatigue. You could lower your magnesium levels because of these PPIs. So you want to make sure you're supplementing your magnesium. And you may want to, I got to take the medication at night. This could be long term. These medications could make you sleepy. We talked about the benzodiazepines. You know, if you're going to take them at night before you go to bed, make sure at least 8 to 10 hours pass. Okay? Because those things will make you sleepy. Many of you guys got a prescription for taking it every 8 hours. Don't be doing that. If you're at work, they still cause fatigue. Your antihistamines, like your Benadryl, sometimes even Allegra, Claritin, Zyrtec. Allegra seems to be less sedating than others. Some people say Zyrtec and Claritin do. Other people say, no, doesn't bother me. Antidepressants will make you tired. Your Prozac, your Paxil, your Zoloft. All right, antidepressants could. If you're on antipsychotics, they can. And get this, antibiotics can make you tired. Zithromax, your Z-Pak, your Cipro, your Levaquin can make you tired. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so beer. A lot of us, we drink a little bit less beer in the spring than we do in the fall. Beer is kind of a heavier drink. We really associate it with football a lot. True, there's a lot of people that drink beer and watch basketball. I get that. But I think beer consumption increases in the fall than in the spring. And, of course, it's highlighted as the main staple of Oktoberfest. So German scientists decide to use this time of the year to do some research on beer. And they decided to look at men and women who were, quote, under the stress of alcohol. And they reported their findings in the European Heart Journal. And after controlling for age and sex and smoking and medications and heart disease, they found that moderate beer consumption was associated with arrhythmias or irregular heart rhythms. Now, many of these were benign. Some of the patients didn't even realize they had them. Right? With about 1 in 4 of the 3,000 participants going into something called a sinus tachycardia, which is a heart rate that exceeded 100 beats a minute. But 1 in 20 participants, so 1 out of every 20, had more worrisome arrhythmias, including atrial fibrillation. Now, atrial fibrillation puts you at risk for stroke, puts you at risk for heart failure. And we talked about atrial fibrillation, where instead of the beat going ba-boom, ba-boom, the electrical discharge is so erratic that it's like boop, 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 boop. So you can't get a nice, big, good pump of that heart blood. So it starts to settle, coagulate, slush around, and then, of course, you can form a clot. And then that clot could travel somewhere when the heart does pump. So according to the researcher, alcohol does interfere with heart rhythm, and it hasn't been shown to this degree before. He says, what we still don't know is what happens after people stop drinking or continue to drink, and what happens the next day or the day after. They plan to investigate that down the road, but now encourage drinking in moderation. So, no more than 7 drinks, I don't want to say 7, but no more than, now remember, this is coming from BBC. Oh, no, this is coming from Fox News. So, according to Fox News, they are reporting that one expert told the BBC no more than 14 units of alcohol per week. Well, if a unit is a shot, you have a couple shots after work, that may be normal for, you know, Europe. For a man, we'll let it slide 2 drinks a week, okay? Or 2 drinks a day, every day for a week. For women, we recommend here no more than 1 drink a day. Remember they talked about how maybe even 1 drink could cause a woman to be at a DUI? Just 1 drink, even that, could be enough to bring her blood alcohol level to 0.6. That's crazy stuff. So we'll keep you guys, 0.06, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. But you know, just careful with the beer. You know, check your pulse. Like I told you guys, peek at your pulse. All right, smoking while pregnant not only harms you, not only harms your kids, but it can harm your future grandkids. According to this article, the researchers at the University of Bristol reviewed 14,500 participants in a large study from the 1990s and wrote in the journal Scientific Reports that girls whose maternal grandmothers smoked during pregnancy were 67% more likely to display certain autism-like traits and 53% more likely to be diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. They thought that smoking damages the eggs developing in a smoker's female fetus. And as we know, a female fetus will have all the eggs that it will be using later for her reproduction while she's still a fetus in her mommy's uterus. Yeah, crazy stuff. Which means if you are pregnant, not only is it affecting your fetus, but it's affecting the fetus's eggs. So then those eggs could give birth to baby girls later that can have issues. So it's kind of fascinating stuff. It's scary, too. They say smoking damages the eggs, developing a smoker's female fetus. They say we know smoking can damage the DNA of mitochondria, and mitochondria is what gets passed by the mom. Mitochondrial DNA is present in every cell, and it powers our bodies, and they're passed down only from mothers via the egg. While the initial mutations don't appear to impact the smoker's own health, the impact could swell when passed down to the babies. An outside researcher told Health Day News that while there's a link, women who smoke or had mothers who smoked should take some comfort in knowing that the risk of having a child with autism spectrum disorder is still very low. However, we could still see asthma rates increase in grandkids and a variety of other things. So keep in mind that, you know, even secondhand smoke, if there's somebody sitting there and they're pregnant, especially if they're pregnant with a girl, what you smoke that day could affect future generations. Pretty interesting. Scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we have Iman Ahmed Abd El-Ati has dropped more than 700 pounds. She was the world's heaviest woman. But doctors in India say that they are now transferring her to a hospital in the United Arab Emirates to continue her medical treatment closer to her family. According to a statement, they say this is a proud moment in Indian medical history. From what I understand, they performed a gastric sleeve on her, which we'll talk about. The statement adds that Abd el-Adi weighed 1,100 pounds in September before undergoing, there we go, gastric sleeve surgery in early March. In early March. And now weighs 389 pounds. Okay, we're talking, what, 6-7 weeks ago? She lost all that weight in 6-7 weeks? She lost 700 pounds. That's crazy. I've never even heard that. I understand the gastric sleeves, you'll lose weight, and you'll lose a lot of weight. I mean, you could easily start dropping 50, 60 pounds. But 700? They say the team of doctors done a fabulous job, and her recovery has been unprecedented. All right? Now, I guess her sister said that, this is very interesting, there's a little bit of scoop here, Abd el-Adi is really going to the United Arab Emirates due to a fight between the Indian doctors and the family. Sister Shamia Salim reported in a letter that her sister was in bad shape, having seizures and in no condition to be moved. They say that the hospital she was at, Safi Hospital, called the cops Thursday to complain Salim had been trying to give her sister water, which could lead to fluid in her lungs. Apparently, 12 of 13 doctors treating Abd el-Adi have stepped away from her treatment to protest Salim, who they said has also accused them of exaggerating the weight loss. So now we're finding out that there is some interesting scoop going on. But either way, we have somebody that looks like has lost weight. I just don't get how you could lose 700 pounds in 7 weeks. I also don't think that's healthy. Okay? You know, the weight loss needs to come off as quickly as possible, but still methodically and in some sort of a process such that the brain and the kidneys and the liver can, you know, manage it and you know, regroup. You know, we've talked about this. Whenever you guys get the stomach bug and you have diarrhea and nausea and vomiting, and so you don't eat for about a week and you guys lose a lot of weight, sometimes, you know, what, 10 pounds? And all of a sudden you start feeling better and you get on a scale, you go, look at me, I am 10 pounds lighter. This is awesome. And before you get off that scale, you gain the weight back after your very first meal. Like, wait a second, I didn't eat 10 to 11 pounds after my first meal. What the hell is going on here? Well, it's because your body's like, wait a second. It is a hell of a lot easier to, you know, be at your normal, you know, set point weight than to try to recalculate everything. Hypothalamus, thalamus, you know, liver, kidneys, you know, all the different mechanics, right, to set for the new weight. So let's just get you back, you know, because it happened so quickly, it was a mistake. We'll just get you back to your regular weight and then we're good. If you lose weight more methodically, your body has a chance to, you know, readjust, recalibrate. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.